Welcome to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast, where we share knowledge, philosophies, wisdom, and insight to help you on your journey in both sport and life. Introducing your host, Rob Riles.
Hello, and welcome to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast. Welcome along. It's Rob Riles welcoming you to another edition. Now, this particular episode, I think, is going to be quite a short one. So, first off, that doesn't mean that it's lacking in quality. But here we go, and I'm going to get straight into it. And it will start with a short story. And as any of you who've listened to all my podcasts will know, one of the ones that I did approximately a year ago was called Changed by the Great Glenn. And it was inspired by a time I spent up in Scotland, in Great Britain, the United Kingdom, in an astounding area on the west coast of Scotland, renowned for being one of the most beautiful areas of the country, called the Great Glen. And it's an area of astounding natural beauty, of glens and valleys and mountains. And it's somewhere I do like to return to. And one of the things that I have in my life, apart from my work and my beautiful family, is I like to go for a walk. I like to hike and get out into the mountains. And look, I'm no expert. It's just something I love to do. And I've got my hiking boots and some basic gear. I'm not a climber, I'm just a walker. But I like to get out. And I like to get out into beautiful spaces and places that just inspire me and take me close to nature. And my favourite place is Scotland. And I have to say, my favourite place for walking is Glencoe. Up to yet, who knows what's to come. So this time, and the place where I work, they kept asking me if I was taking a holiday. And one of my downfalls is that I just keep working. I can keep working and keep working and keep working and keep my head down and keep the momentum going. And they said, look, you need to take some time away. So I did. And here's the beautiful thing about being open to change and open to planning, is that I kind of just booked the time, and the time was a void. It wasn't filled with anything. And I thought, right, what is it I'm going to do? And then, of course, I decided that it was going to be some time away walking, a few days. And I started to plan it. And it's beautiful when you start to get into rabbit holes. And as Jordan Peterson describes, the deeper you go, the more meaningful things become. And to cut a long story short, I found a couple of walks that really floated my boat. And anyway, off I set. It was just me and my thoughts. And off I went for a few days. And particularly on the second walk, which was, as I say, in a place called Glencoe. It's got some beautiful history behind it. And I planned it, and I knew it was going to be a few hours. And so I made sure I was fresh and I was up early and I got my gear, and it was all planned. And at 8 o'clock in the morning, I arrived, and there was a couple of people there, but off I set. And the sun was out. It was beautiful. And I walked. And it was a walk to do three mountains, but you traverse a famous area called the Lost Valley, where there was a massacre, where two clans fought a battle. And as I say, it's got great history behind it. And I'm in this enormous but beautiful valley, this flat valley floor with rivers running through it, surrounded by sheer cliffs on either side. And I tell you, I was the only person in that valley. The sun was shining. It was absolutely astounding. Anyway, off I went. And as the walk continued, the thoughts that kept popping into my head were well worth remembering. And I kept thinking as I was walking, how good can this get? Because it keeps getting better and better. And the point I want to make here is that walking is like life. It's like the journey of success, or the hero's journey, as I seem to talk about on every podcast. Because you have an idea of where you want to go. You have an idea of what it's like, but you don't know exactly. That's life, isn't it? And you, so there's your vision. And a man without vision shall perish, or a woman without vision shall perish. So you need a vision, and then you have a plan, and you take with you what it is you think you need and is at your disposal, because you'd be a fool not to. And you set out. But you set out in faith, because you don't really know what it's going to be like. You only have an idea. And you're the only one. Yet, you're on an island with 60 million people. And you're in this valley all alone. And it's beautiful, and you cannot believe how amazing it is. But only you set out. Everybody else is still at home or in bed or doing something else.
Are you struggling to find that extra edge to help you stand out above the crowd? Separating yourself from the rest is often about personal leadership. Achieve your true potential and become who you really can be. The Leader Manager Coach Pro Course is a unique membership accessing the knowledge and wisdom from history's greats that will help you develop both personally and professionally to make you truly stand out. The Leader Manager Coach Pro Course. Access now at patreon.com. Leader Manager Coach.
What's the point? It's your journey. And it was beautiful. And I kept thinking, this cannot get any better. It's just out of this world. And the principle is, you don't know how good things can get. You really do not know how good things can be if you have the faith to step out into your own journey. And I kept walking. And I knew it was going to get tough, because I could see the climb ahead. And it got tough. It was slow. It was challenging. The weather turned, and it was hard at times, but I kept going, and I followed the route that I'd planned, and I eventually reached one of the summits. And as I reached the summit, the clouds blew away, the sun came through, and it was only then that I looked back and saw where I'd come from. And the point of the story here is, don't look back, keep looking forward, and keep climbing, because if you keep looking back, you'll hold yourself back. Just keep looking the next step in front of you and taking the next step. And you climb to what you think is the next summit, and then there's another. You don't know what's beyond the next turn. And the journey was never in straight lines. You follow the path in front of you as far as you can see, and sometimes it's two or three steps, sometimes it's 20 meters. And then it turns to the left or the right or up or down. And then a little more opens up. And isn't that life? You follow the path in front of you, the next challenge, the next gap, the thing you need to grow, the dragon you need to slay in front of you, the thing you need to do, the task. And then the next one opens up, and the next one opens up. And that's how it was. And going back to the time when I reached the first summit, and the sun came through, and the clouds blew away, I rested for a while. And you too have to rest for a while on your journey. Sometimes you have to smell the roses, as they say. Look back, take stock, have a breather, pull yourself back together, regroup, re-go, refocus, and off you go. And as I started off again to the next two summits, it started to get challenging. The weather turned. I could only see a few paces in front. I felt tired, and I started to lose my way. Now, I started to lose my way physically and go off the path to such an extent that I had to retrace my steps, and I was worried and concerned, and I had a level of anxiety that this could get out of hand, and I was out of my depth, and I wasn't sure I was going to be able to find my way. Isn't that life? But I kept trying and kept looking, and then eventually I saw a path where somebody had trodden before. It's like a great poem, The Bridge Builder. Thank you for those who went before and trod the path. And I followed the path. It was difficult and hard and challenging. And I wondered how long it was going to take to get home. And after about 20 minutes, I turned a corner. And all of a sudden, instead of being in the cloud, in the driving rain, I could see the green valley below, and the way home opened up. And I was no longer lost psychologically, which is the important thing. My spirits lifted. My physicality didn't change, because it was remained a challenge, but I fell out of that danger, if you like. And the difference was two steps. You take two steps one way, you're down a dangerous cliff. You take two steps another way, you see your way home. And that is life, too. It's acres of diamonds, think it was Russell Conwell, you know, you're two steps away from your pot of gold and you give up and turn back. Just one more step takes you there, and you never know which step it is, which phone call, which CV, which good deed. You never, ever know. But one thing's for certain, it's never a straight line. The path up a mountain is a zigzag. Round a corner, left, right, left, right, down, up. It's the only way. You cannot just go in a straight line from top to bottom. And when you're up there on the ridge, on that hero's journey of yours, you're on the raw and ragged edge. You pull your hood down. You walk slowly, one step in front of the other. Not veering to the left or the right, but following the path as best you can. One more step towards your goal, your victory, home. You have to cling on. You have to have tenacity. But there ain't any going back anyway. You can't turn around and go back. You've burnt your bridges, burnt your boats, you're out, you're on, you're away. You have to keep going. That's life. You will suffer adversity, but my word, you will see some beauty. And when you arrive back from where you started, having completed your journey, who was it who said, and you see that place for the first time? Why? Because you're a changed person. That's why walking for me is like life, and it almost perfectly represents the hero's journey. Scotland, thank you. Leader, manager, coach. Catch you later. Bye-bye.